Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. Today we have a special program for you. Our speaker, Dave Rosenfeld, is one of the associate pastors with Thurman Scrivener at the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Bazookas in the Spirit, already in progress.
Let's look at this spiritual Adam that God created, and he brought this Eve. And let's look at them naturally. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Where's the only place that we're naked and not ashamed? In a committed relationship in our marriage. If you're trying to do this stunt outside of marriage, you got shame somewhere in there, and it isn't holy. Let's talk about that for a second. Let's look at this very first thing that he tells. After Adam names this woman Isha, self, me, he brings in the nakedness. Very cleanly, very conservatively, praise the Lord. When a man and a woman are involved in that, now watch it, completely opposites. Man's on fire like that, the woman's not. Why? Because he made him opposite. The man is the one who does all the giving. It's the woman who does all the taking. And we're going to keep coming back to this analogy, but I want to make these points very clear. If at any time the man is taking, he's acting like a female. We want to see what God says. We don't care. We've got plenty of conventional wisdom, and it's given us a divorce rate that's out of this world. Let's find out what God says. The man does all the giving. The woman does all the taking. So the fruit of that is a child, if it's fully accomplished. It's a child. The man's involvement is infinitesimally small. It's the delivery of a spark, a seed, a bit of energy, and then he's done. He's out of there. He's ready to go to work, go to work on a car, go to mow the lawn, do something. The woman's involvement goes much longer. God, in the very first chapter of the Bible, Genesis 1:3, won't go there. God spoke his phallic word into the womb of nothingness and said, let light be. And light was. What was the seed that fired off the light? His word. The man in this physical relationship is the same thing. He fires off the seed, which the womb produces a child. With that in mind, the woman is the one who takes it and makes it become something. The man cannot make it become anything. There's no way. But the woman can't do it without the man. This is why the man is in charge, because the man is the one who directs all energies. The woman is the one who receives the energies and then makes it become something, because the man cannot do it himself. Why do you think every man has a secretary? He's got all these great ideas. He blasts them across the phone or across the desk to the secretary, and she's running around trying to pick up all these pieces, and she makes them all come to fruition. You all follow me? Because that's the way God created the woman. The man is the one that comes up with all these new ideas. And as soon as he shot the idea out, he's done. He's heading off somewhere else. Go find something else new to do. With that said, the man is the only one that has the ability to generate the spark for something new. The woman is the only one who can bring it to completion. Now, what the problem is when you come into a marriage with a partnership, well, he's got his stuff to do, I got my stuff to do, and we forget that the woman, all she was created to do, right here, was to receive every spark that man gives. If she tries to generate sparks, she cannot do it because it's not within her. And you end up with a Jezebel and an Ahab. And we don't want to end up with a Jezebel and Ahab, because there's no heaven for either of them. The point is that the man is the one that directs where we're going. The woman doesn't direct it. Now, she certainly has ideas and wants and desires, but the point is that the man generates the ideas, the woman receives them and brings them to fruition, okay? I'll use Pastor and Cheryl for an example, actually pastor mostly, because he's the pastor of the ministry. When I first got here, there was all kinds of ideas going around. Who thought they should be doing this and who thought they should be doing that? And there was this young man that came to work, and he said one day, I know how to get along with Pastor. I said, well, how do you do this? He says, do exactly what he tells you. And for whatever reason, that became revelation to me. Now, if I get someone else that wants to direct in the ministry, it messes me up. I can't do it. If anyone else tries to operate outside what pastor wants, it messes me up, because no man can serve two masters. Because only the man in this ministry has authority to give the energy or the seed or the spark of where the ministry is going. If Cheryl decides, well, pastor doesn't know what he's talking about, and she steps up and starts running it her way, then you have every evil work. You have rebellion. If she does that, then the ministry loses focus, and you're going to have an abortion. You'll have something that terminates prematurely, because the seed did not get into the womb for the womb to bring it to fruition. That's why it's so wonderful the two of them are here, because he has these ideas. Her sole purpose is to take, okay, pastor said this, pastor said that, and that's what we're going to go do. Okay, if you are trying to operate in your marriage, wives, as being the sparks, you're going to have serious problems. Okay, bottom line. Now, the man is nothing like you. And men, your wives are nothing like you men. The Jewish thought is, you're riding this crest of energy, and you're looking for places to put it. Now, we have a lot of men that look to plant their seed outside of the marriage covenant. Why do they do that? Is that because they're just pigs? Okay, all the women say yes, and all the men say no. Okay, praise the Lord. Because this was given to the man. What was the man doing? He was speaking word all the time. Here comes something new. Oh, that's a horse. Oh, that's a cow. Oh, that's a spotted cow. I don't know anything about cows, praise the Lord. But he's going along. Oh, Esha, wow, praise the Lord. Okay, let's look for something new. Wait, I thought this was his wife. This was supposed to be the thing that he was looking for. Now, he's looking for something new all the time, because that's the way God made him. And he's not an inferior species because he wants to go do something new. Neither is the woman an inferior species because she wants that man to stay loyally at home. So what does the man get to learn? He gets to learn to put his energy, seed, loyally into one place only. And if he doesn't, he's missing the mark, and he's going to be sick. If you're not loyally putting, now I'm not just talking about the S word, okay? I'm not talking about just planting the seed. I'm talking about your words. A man thinks with this. A woman thinks with this. Woman's driving down the road. Little baby kitty starts coming across the road. She wrecks the car in a neighbor's house. And the man's going, what are you thinking? Well, the kitty, run that kitty over. Praise the Lord. You don't wreck our $35,000 car in the neighbor's house. Now we got $100,000 over here. He's thinking all with this. And she's thinking, oh, that precious kitty. Okay, well, praise the Lord. It's kind of humorous, but he doesn't see the kitty as being something even worth saving. God gives him helpmeet to say, hey, maybe we can find another way. We don't have to take out the neighbor's house. We don't have to take out the kitty. Praise the Lord. Let's just slam on the brakes. You know, something. The man ultimately makes the decision of where we're going, what we're doing. The woman has to be ready. And the more the loyal the woman is to the man, the more God will bless her socks off. Now, I'll use Pastor and Cheryl again. Does this mean the woman has to put up with the man's foolishness? No. Does she get to run away from it? No. Cheryl had a dog. Dog died. See, this is man talking. I'm talking from my head now, not the heart. Cheryl had a dog. Dog died. Okay, done. Done deal. That's the way Pastor thought. Cheryl had a heart. Oh, my dog died. Oh, what am I ever going to do? Well, she goes to the pastor and says, hey, I want a dog. Have you ever thought of adding a dog to our inventory? No, I have not. I have not thought about a dog once. And she goes to God and says, God, I need a dog. I want a dog. God will move on that man's heart in here to finally get him a dog. And you remember how God did it? God didn't move on Pastor's heart to give her a dog. God spoke to him audibly here and here and here and says, son, and now we have a dog, praise the Lord. And then the dog won Pastor's heart, praise the Lord, okay? Now the dog sleeps next to Pastor, and you all know the story. Praise the Lord. Sleeps on his head, praise the Lord. Okay. If Cheryl had decided to be a Jezebel and do this dog thing herself, she could have a divorce over it. The point is what does God set up for us to do? God sets up, the man is in charge. And it doesn't mean we can just beat him any way we want. Okay, we may get to that, praise the Lord. I just want to make this really clear. that if the man is not doing what you think he's supposed to be doing, because you can clearly see, you're not supposed to go fix him. You're not supposed to make any comments. You're not supposed to say anything about it. We saw that in 1 Peter 3, 1 and 2. The woman gets to say no words. The only way she's going, as the womb, who's not even has the energy or the ability to generate new things, she's going to win him over with no words. Go to the NLT. It says it a little clearer than that one. Hallelujah. There we go. In the same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husbands. That's not always easy, but that's the way it was created in Genesis. Adam was the one that was in charge. The man was the one that had the energy to go do new things. The wife was the womb that received all of his energies and created and brought to fruition all these things he had. And y'all that are married, we're not just talking about children. We're talking about all kinds of things. Y'all that are married, y'all have talked about many things, and your wives have come on board with the idea, and whatever it was, a new car, a new house, new whatever, it manifested because the two of you work together, and that's how new things are created, are brought into the world. Okay, new houses, whatever it is you want. But somebody's got to do the submitting. And every time we see submission, we see that we get to use no words. Start at the beginning. In the same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husbands. Then, even if some refuse to obey the good news, your godly lives will speak to them without any words. You can use no words to change this energy-driven individual. If you use any words, you're going to end up with a problem. First of all, because he's not created that way. I mean, it's no different the man. If the man wants to change the woman, he usually speaks from the head about something she did from the heart, and the words just clash, and the more he says, the more it hurts her heart. So it's the same way. Men don't get to tell their wives where they're messing up. Actually, what they do is they look at their wife and go, oh, that's a mirror of what I'm doing. Okay, if she's doing that, then I'm doing that to God. I need to fix this. And that's how he fixes her. Okay? But for the wives, as the womb, as the one who receives all this man's energy, if she's receiving negative energy from him, she gets to use no words to change him. She's only going to change him by her pure, reverent life in verse 2. And he's going to see it.
You have been listening to Dave Rosenfeld of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Bazookas in the Spirit, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.